Oh, we are back. Final segment of the show. The Gunsmiths here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. February 7. I can't believe it's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was going to say big game.
Big game. I say big game. Cause they always say you're going to get fined if you say Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl. Well, but you can't say it if you're marketing. So we're just talking.
We're not marketing.
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl weekend.
Is it a
game
Super Bowl or is it just a culmination of a long, painful, gritty season from
been something.
The Lions? I was so let down. I had Lions shirts. I even won a Lions basket this year with like 8 bottles of booze, all Lions booze.
And
I had Christmas ornaments for the Lions. And it's like, and I want it all. So I was like, man, I'm finally in.
Yeah.
And then boom, as soon as I put it up at Christmas time, it's like, it just went, it's kind of like losing it. Wheel of Fortune. Dun, dun, dun.
Slowly deflating. Yeah.
Put it all away.
Yep.
Maybe another year. I think we've been saying that our whole lives.
We have. But yeah. I still feel it's different. I'm not ready to throw in the towel.
I'm
love
not
where they're going.
My wife
and I got t-shirts and it was so fun this season.
Yeah.
We'll watch the games together.
Yeah.
And she gets so angry at the refs. Why are they doing that? It's fun to.
Yeah.
She gets fired up.
It's not hard to be upset at the referees in the NFL right now.
I know it.
But, you know, I've had my year. I used to work at the Silverdome, so I was into it.
Yeah.
I loved it. And I, you know, Wayne Fonts and Billy Sims. And, I mean, great times back then. And then I worked with the Michigan Panthers, too. So I was down there for that. And I watched him, Bobby Hebert win the first Michigan. And I'm like, we finally got a winning team. And then they were gone. USFL disappeared, you know. And it's been heartbreaking ever since. And I've never had that real loyalty. I haven't been to a game in a long time.
Yeah,
I used to go to all the games.
Yeah.
And not anymore. I still got nephews and nieces and stuff that go all the time.
Billy Sims that season, another one bites the dust, 5-0.
I still got the 45s. I got two of the 45s. 45's not a handgun.
Right.
The 45.
He's got some 45 handguns, too, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But,
record albums.
Another One Bites the Dust was just outstanding. I still, every time that song comes on, I'm doing it
right back there again.
See the Lions roar, watch the score. I love that song. I don't think you can legally play it on the radio anymore. Some kind of a, probably can now. It's been 40 years. So
I think you can.
You probably can. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You mean the modified version?
The Detroit Lions version. Yeah.
I don't know.
My brother Dave went out and bought them for all of us. He bought like all stack of the record store back then. It was kind of funny.
Hey, we're going to talk 1911s that you can get on special. Williams Gunsight Company is the sponsor of this segment of the show.
So now that you've drank a bunch of coffee and your mind's fully alert, now we can talk about getting yourself a new 1911. Now, and I say new, you can buy new.
New used, to you.
New to you. New is a big word, okay? When my wife says things like, how long have you had that gun? Honey, don't ask how long I've had the gun. That gun's 40 years old. You know, it doesn't matter how long I've owned it. It's a good gun, you know. And so Williams Gunsight has a wonderful collection of 1911s for you to choose from. And remember, they're open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. So you can't go wrong there. And they have a 90-day layaway. So if you got that new profit-sharing check burning a hole in your pocket, I know just the thing to do. It might be a 1911 season for you. Now, and they got range packages too. So if you get your new 1911, get your new range packages for Williams Gunsight and use that range effectively for the next year. First one on the list, and I bring you, I think I've got 8 or 9 1911s on this list. The Savage 1911. Savage just brought these out. These are on the clearance list. So they introduced a bunch of models. They're high-end 1911s. They are really, really flawless guns. They're beautiful. And the one I highlighted today, they have 3 different models to choose from. Blued, stainless, and two-tone. I went with the two-tone that is loaded. The loaded one has just about every option you can have on it. Fiber optic sights. It's got a rail underneath it for a flashlight. It's got a flared magazine well. It's beautiful. Two-tone. Real nice looking grips, $1,229.95. That's the Savage 1911 Government 5-inch. Second one on the list is a Springfield Garrison. This thing is gorgeous. This thing is 45. Everyone I'm going to talk about today is a 45 ACP. High polished, blued. And you see these right at the website, WilliamsGunSight.com. Go to used guns, click on used or clearance guns. This one happens to be clearanced, Springfield Garrison. It's high polished blued with ivory grips. So it's got just a classic Americana, beautiful gun. And the high polished blued, you don't see them very often in 1911s. And they garner a hefty price because it's a lot more work to make them that pretty. $1,569.95. And those Springfield Garrisons are highly refined guns. Next one's a little simpler, but I think you'll like it. If you're not big on cleaning guns, this would be perfect. The Auto Ordnance, I say that because it's all stainless. The Auto Ordnance 1911 A1, it's 45 ACP, 5-inch, stainless steel, night sights. It's got the box and one mag. So this thing's pretty cool. It's got, they've machined grooves in these front forward serrations, above the forward serrations, that lighten the front end of the gun. Plus, it adds another serration to grab the gun and cock it if you need to. Very, very nice gun. This one is in the used list, and it's $969.95. It is very, very nice. Now, who made the original 1911s? The Colt family. Beautiful, beautiful used Colts are available on the market right now. There's several of them on their website. 5-inch Series 80 with two mags. This has got the blue plastic box and a manual, and this is a Colt, so you can get yourself a real Colt for $839.95. Beautiful gun. Now, Dan Wesson, I talk about Dan Wesson's a lot. I did even just last week talk about the fabulous guns that were outrageous guns from Williams, and the Dan Wesson Commander 4 1/4-inch stainless steel night sights. Two mags, box, and a zippered case. This is a Dan Wesson. It is super, super tight. This is truly a top-end gun. $1,739.95. And there's one that's been catching my eye for a long time. The next one, it's a used Kimber. It's a lightweight. So these are alloy frames. The whole thing is, they call it brown, but it's like a deep, flat, dark earth. It looks like good, fresh dirt. Very nice looking gun. Two mags in the box. This 5-inch Kimber is only, and it's got fiber optic sights, is only $689.95. So it's a heck of a way to start out your 1911 collection. They got another one in the Kimber line, used, the Rapide. So Rapide is one of those, all the bells and whistles. It is your
top of the line
gun. This one's called the Scorpius. 5-inch night sights. It's case manual. This thing is just bad to the bone. If there was a masculinity scale of 1911s, this would be right at the top. Okay, this would be the Tom Selleck or Thomas Jane of 1911s. $1,239.95. Beautiful gun. And the last one I want to talk about impresses the heck out of me. It is a Springfield Emissary. The Emissaries are just nice guns. 5-inch, night sights, two mags. It's got the manual. It's two-tone. It's got really nice grips on it. And it's at a great price, $879.95. So many to look at and choose from. And dozens more in 9mm, 10mm. Single and double stacks, meaning you can go to that high capacity round if you want to with a 1911, pick out a double stack, and you got the best of both worlds. Then you got your high capacity and a 1911, which is going to be your most accurate platform. So
that first one you were talking about is new, but it's
in the clearance.
It's in the clearance. They're getting ready.
Yeah, they just introduced them about a year and a half ago, and Williams didn't know how they were going to sell, so they brought a bunch in.
Yeah,
and they got a few left.
Okay.
But now they're coming out with
making
a new
room
model.
For new.
Yep. So they got to make room. So they got to sell the clearance guns. And the clearance line up there at Williams has been a lot of fun to watch. It's some great deals on them. But you know, with a 90-day layaway, ready for you to train, get into that range, And if you want to try to shoot one first, see if you really want a 1911, rent one right there at the range. Shoot it, you know, buy the ammo right there. Everything's right in-house.
Yep.
And they will train you. They'll teach you.
They got that new lounge at the shooting range, too, which is cool. And membership's starting at like $29.95 a month. You can reserve range time.
Yep, that is wonderful. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. A little bit of fun between a couple old guys talking, drinking lots of coffee, and enjoying our Saturday morning together. So shooter@thegss.com is how you reach me. Remember, you can always go to our Facebook page. That's The Gunsmith Show on Facebook. And
send comments, questions, something you want to hear talked about.
We appreciate it. And I take comments, good or bad. I take them both ways.
You know, you can listen to the past shows, like you say, too. They're all housed there, so you can at the website.
My wife is starting to work on there and putting more of what each episode's about.
Kind of descriptive.
It's turning out pretty nice, so it's working out good. But next week, I have no idea what we're going
to
talk about.
Don't have to.
But we will.
We got a whole week to get there.
That's right. That's next Saturday.
You're going to want to make sure you're there for the next edition of the Gunsmith Show. It's every Saturday from 8 to 9.
Well, next Saturday is the day before the next Sunday gun show. I'll be at the Shiawassee Conservation Club next Sunday.
Okay.
But next Saturday is also Valentine's Day.
It'll be a special Valentine's Day edition of the Gunsmith Show.
We'll have all kinds of heart.
It'll be they'll be fluttering up just like hearts at a Facebook comment. It'll be lovely. We'll talk to you then. Thanks so much for listening. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back to that right now.